and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday, February 5th. We hope that your morning is off to a great start if you're just getting started. It's 7:38 a.m. And let me just say, if you're driving in this morning, especially on the interstate or Highway 71, it was extremely foggy as we were coming in. And so I wanted to take a moment because I know a lot of people are getting ready, getting their day started, their work day, their school day started. And I wanted to talk a little bit about driving in the fog because it is absolutely so incredibly dangerous, and sometimes we just forget. And so this is what the experts say. They say when you're driving in the fog, it's almost as if you're driving blindfolded. So statistically, it is the most dangerous and hazardous time of your existence on the highway. So it is important, very important, that you slow down. If you have not ventured out this morning, if you're already late, you're just late. You need to give yourself enough time to get there safely and drive slowly. And this is what the experts say. They say you need to think about how far that you can see, and you need to stop. You need to start stopping a lot earlier. So usually it's about 2 seconds. Well, studies say that drivers sort of acclimate themselves, but you need to give yourself 5 extra seconds to stop. In foggy conditions, you've got to slow down because they say unconsciously what you do is over time you start to increase your speed. So make sure that you can be seen. Make sure that your fog lights are turned on this morning.
Make sure your high beams aren't. And make sure that you're watching out and staying engaged. As is every single morning, we remind you about school kids, school zones, and bus stops. On mornings like these, they're absolutely critical. Your distance in terms of seeing up ahead is marred by the fog. So we are encouraging you that if you're just leaving out, slow down, give yourself enough time to get there. And remember that there are kids standing at bus stops. And this morning, earlier when we left, it was hard to even see the flashing lights atop the buses. So please make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Watch out for those kids that are standing at those bus stops. If you kind of notice those as you're traveling in the morning, they're standing out there still waiting for buses. Make sure that through those school zones that you are slowing down, even slower than what they ask, because there are kids crossing their school buses trying to cross over. So be careful, be safe, give yourself enough time to get there safely. It is critically important every single morning. But when the weather is foggy and rainy, it's even more important. So we want to just remind you about that. If you're just getting your morning started, make sure that you have your fog lights on. Make sure you're slowing down, giving yourself enough time to get there. Also want to let you know that if you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do that at our offices. You can send any correspondence to 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can zip it up with 71302. Now, if you want to send us an email, you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And you can go to our entry form and you can click on there and send us a quick note. We love to get all of your notes. We love to get the information about what's going on in your communities. And we love to find out what's going on with new authors and people that have businesses and are just doing incredible things. And that's how you can connect with us. And if you're just really, really old school, you can just simply dial us at 318-445-5658. Well, I tell you what, it's Tuesday morning. I hope that your Monday was a momentous one. We're off to a good start. I want to remind you that this month is Heart Month for women. It's Go Red for Women. And we're going to be talking about women and heart disease this month. It's also the Love Month. Valentine's Day is coming up this month, as well as Black History Month. So we're going to have lots of great shows that are going to reflect a lot of those topics this month. And it is going to be an incredible month, so we want to make sure that you stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point today. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building this community for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Well, she serves Rapides Parish, and you know we talk about it every single morning. Why not let's stop talking about it and be about it? If you need to update your insurance coverage, if you need to figure out what you can add, what you can do to make your insurances better, more effective, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team is serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And also Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. You know what? This is the time of the year where people are purchasing new and used vehicles. Well, Hickson has it. Not only do they have it, it is an incredibly wonderful place to purchase your vehicle, whether it's new or used. Again, the website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Hickson has it, the official automobile dealer for the OPT Network. Now, this morning, if you're just joining the show, DC, I want to revisit some of the things that we were talking about yesterday, because not only did we get a lot of emails, text messages, and phone calls about Beyoncé's steamy performance, it also appeared in the national media yesterday. It was really one of those water cooler conversations. And when I went to work out yesterday, I heard men talking about the steamy performance. But it made national news, and it seems that a lot of people did agree with your take on the clothes, the attire that the ladies wore at the halftime show. And so now the Nielsen ratings have come out, and they estimate that the halftime show drew an average of 104 million viewers. Now, this is just shy of the 112.5 million viewers that watched the halftime show that was put on by Madonna. But a lot of people had a lot to say. Most people really agreed that they all love Beyoncé, but that because, just like what you had said, her gifts and her talents have already made room for her, that she could have toned down the dress and toned down the steam of the show. And after we walked away from the microphone on yesterday, we continued to talk about the show and the family friendliness and that grandmothers and grandkids and great-grandkids and, you know, families, people who don't even love sports, watch the game and watch the halftime show. And many moms were disappointed in, I guess, the steam, if you will, or the, I don't know, do you think it was the steam, DC, or do you think it was the steam and the attire? Because you were very verbal about the whole concept.
Well, I thought the show itself, I mean, that's what she does. I mean, everybody knew that that's what she was going to be doing, you know, singing and doing some dancing. I just felt like a leather bikini-looking outfit was a bit much. You know, it's got a whole lot of different undertone. I mean, you know, and I just think it was just a bit much.
And a lot of people blogged about it, and a lot of people said that they were disappointed. Well, she says today, Beyonce says today, that she is, quote-unquote, so proud of the Super Bowl performance ratings. And I guess she's proud because it so many millions of people, 104 to be precise, watched the show. But a lot of families, a lot of moms were disappointed, and we walked away saying, is this the idea that we want to give to little girls?
Right. And I'm not disappointed. I think it was an excellent performance. I just think that, you know, the dress could have been, you know, somebody, a management team, somebody could have said, hey, look, you know, this outfit right here may be a bit too racy. And we need to tone it down some, because even though we're putting on a concert, this is not really a concert venue. You know, this is not going to be people 18 and 21 and up.
Right.
These are going to be really kids that are, you know, TikTok age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These are people are going to be, that's going to be watching this, are kids that are actually going to say, you know, I might want to do that one day.
Right.
You know, and we know that every kid that wants to be like Beyonce, you know, there may be one in 5 million. So a lot of them may be dancing somewhere else other than a Super Bowl, and it may be on a pole.
And funny you would say pole. Some of the people who blogged about it said that that was the only thing missing was the pole, that it was so provocative. And even at one point during the halftime show, it almost looked, she was so sexy and so provocative as if she was making love to the camera. And, I mean, she's got it like that. She's got the talent. But the real question was, did it send a good message for young girls who are aspiring to be the next Beyonce? And I believe that this is an issue that parents have to discuss and use their own discretion. And I was saying yesterday, we've really got to start speaking into our kids. We've got to tell them who they are and whose they are. And we also have to tell them about, and I go back to last Friday's Real Women, Real Talk, where Lisa Campos said, you know, we've got all of these personalities. We've got, women have all of these things that we need to be and we desire to be. We desire to be sexy. We desire to be a soccer mom. We've got to be the chef. We've got to be not a lady in the bedroom. And so all of these things are competing for our attention, and we have to know when to say when. And when we know when to say when, and it's just like our sister said yesterday that came in, you know, parents have to set the tone, and we can't make our girls feel that it is okay to somehow need to reveal your body, to show your talent and show your skills. And so this is what it's all about. It's about women, mothers speaking into their daughters' lives and telling them who they are and who they will ultimately become. And we have to use our discretion, and we have to tell our girls and our young boys who they are, because if we don't, others will. Messages from the television. And then I even talked to another friend of ours, and she said, you know, we know that sex sells, but we have to know when to say when. And this is the last thing that I'll say about it. As DC and I left the microphone, one of the things that he said was, you know, the Bible is just really fulfilling itself. And he said, you know what? One of the things that the Bible says is that things that are wrong, people will see them as right. And I think that we all really have to draw a line, and we have to stand for what we stand for, because if you don't stand for something, then ultimately you end up falling for anything. And a lot of the men that weighed in, that texted in, that called in, really said, you know what, with our girls, we've got a lot of issues because all of our girls are starting to want to dress like this. So it was certainly a subject of conversation, and I think that maybe her performance may have taken a back seat to the sexual aspect of the performance. So it's just food for thought. You know what? We've got to tell our kids who they are so that others don't. Not television, not media, not other people. We have to do that. It's Tuesday. We're off to a great start. Want to remind you to be careful. It is foggy. Be safe. Slow down and stay on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started, it's the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. Free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is the contact person, and she will tell you what you need to do to get yourself prepared to have your mammogram at absolutely no cost. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you know how we just really scour the country for the most incredible people in the world? Well, we have found another incredible person. And you might remember some time ago, I was talking to everyone about finishing. And it was just a revelation that I had gotten personally about finishing, just little things in my life. And I had just gotten a word in my spirit that no matter how little the task is, that you need to finish it completely. And then I got another revelation that I shared with you, and I hope that you have taken it into the new year as we have. And it was not to quit. And on our dream board at our office, we've got a note that says, simply don't quit. And so anytime we get discouraged or we feel unsure, uncertain, anxious, we look at the note and we remember not to quit. Well, my next point is we have had the opportunity to find an incredible woman that has you put this philosophy to work. And let me just introduce you to Betsy Scow. After many years of being unhappy and being what she calls pleasantly plump, Betsy Scow found her way to weight loss success. And even better than that, through the philosophy of finishing it. Finishing, finishing, finishing. And she shares her first book, Finished Being Fat, not only with us, but with the world. We welcome Betsy Scow for her very first time to the OPT Network. Betsy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Betsy, we saw you on the Today Show, and then we read the article in the Wall Street Journal, and we said, you know what? We have got to get a hold of Betsy, because this is not just a book about losing weight. The book is called Finished Being Fat. It's about so much more than losing weight. Let's talk about how Finished Being Fat was birthed.
Okay. The journey or the book itself?
The journey.
I was 30 at the time of the events of the book, and I was just unhappy and really miserable in my life. I was a stay-at-home mom of two and just had that feeling deep in my gut that I wasn't achieving what I was meant to do and that I should have been more. I should have been smaller. I should have been prettier. I should have been a better wife, a better mother, a better have a career, finished school. Everything in my life I should have, could have, would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tired of it. And one morning I got on the scale and I was 10 pounds heavier than I was the month before. And that was the sad moment of my life of I can't do this anymore. I can't go from diet to diet and try to find happiness in a pant size. It's just not going to happen for me. And that's when I decided that something needed to change. I wasn't sure what it was. And little by little, I started to pay attention to the things in my life and what I was doing that made me unhappy and what I was doing that made me happier. And I realized that I wasn't unhappy because I was fat. Mm-hmm. I was unhappy because I was weighed down with all of the things over the years that I had failed to finish. Mm-hmm. That's why I felt unhappy, and that's why I felt like a failure, is because I looked at all of these things around my house, around my life. I have these grand plans that I would start, and then because it got too difficult, because I got bored, whatever it was, I would quit. And the weight just happened to be the most obvious, in-your-face one of them, of where I'd lose the weight and then gain it all back, and that was just the obvious representation of all the things that I had failed in my life. And I realized, maybe if I started finishing things, it would go differently. And little by little, throughout the course of the book, I have these small little light bulb moments of little life changes you can make in your own day, week, year, that really start adding up by just even finishing the laundry or the dishes. Mm-hmm. You start adding up these accomplishments in your own mind. And you can tune out that little voice that says, you suck, you can't do anything, you're awful, mm-hmm. you're a failure. And you can point to that, all those things, and say, look at what I finished. Mm-hmm. Look at what I did. Mm-hmm. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. I can do anything. And you start shutting out that little voice that keeps you from your dreams.
And so this is what I want you to share with our listeners, because this is one of the things that I loved, loved, loved about the book. I love the fact that you were able to dig down within yourself and own your truth about quitting. How did that happen for you?
It was just that moment. It just came to me of this is why you're miserable. And I just looked at all the things that I had done and all the things that, more importantly, that I hadn't done.
So did that happen like all at once, or did you just start looking around and say, okay, well, I didn't finish this project, or, you know,
It was definitely a gradual conversation that I had with my family and myself. As I was trying to do these big things in the book, I talk about my husband decided, let's run a marathon, which for an overweight person who can't run to the mailbox mm-hmm. is a crazy thing to do. And I actually went into this big, huge goal for my family with the concept of, I just need to run faster and longer than my husband because he's going to quit. Mm. And so I don't actually have to run a marathon. I just have to stay long enough until he quits. Mm. And that kind of was a thunk on the head for me of, I'm going into these things planning to quit. Mm-hmm. Who does that? Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot of people. But that was like, how on earth do I ever expect to succeed in life if I'm planning my escape routes, if I'm planning to quit, I'm planning to give up. And, you know, through little anecdotes with my four-year-old, she's like, don't give up, Mommy. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. You can finish this four-mile run. I realized, what an awful example I'm setting mm-hmm. for my children. If I'm like, no, I don't need to actually finish this. Let's go home early. I'll make you hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. But it's all good. We don't need to do this. And it was just that moment of clarity at that particular moment that I have been going about my life the wrong way and I need to do something different. And that's when I gave myself the no quit pledge of, if I say I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And if that means, if I say I'm going to go to the gym for 30 minutes, that doesn't mean I get to leave at 20 minutes.
But the thing of it is this though, Betsy, and I want you to help us to understand, because a lot of people have decided that they're not going to quit after quitting nearly everything that they've ever started. How does that mindset change when you have lived literally a life of everything, or pretty much everything that you've ever started, you didn't finish? How does that make that 360?
It's really, I'm kind of an all or nothing personality. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was really giving myself no outs. It was closing all the escape hatches. It was saying, literally making a promise to myself, I'm not going to quit on anything. Start to finish, not going to happen. And so,
but now that negative self-talk is there because it's been there.
Right.
Now, how do you erase that? How do you keep that from pervading your thoughts and keeping you from doing what you've always done, which is quit?
Well, it's a process. There's kind of beginning, middle, and advanced. Mm-hmm. Your beginning is just block it out. Whether that's for me, it was actually whenever I would hear it in the back of my head, I would sing over it wherever I was. I looked like a crazy person, but it worked. It was, if I couldn't hear it in my own head because I was busy singing or talking over it, then that got me to the next moment or past that particular moment in time. The next step would be to change the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Whenever you hear that little voice in your head that says, you know, you're awful, you're fat, you can't finish anything, then start giving yourself something else to listen to. Say, mm-hmm. I'm awesome. I can do it. I know I can do it. It sounds a little silly. I'm not going to lie. But initially when I started doing this, I felt pretty ridiculous. But it really does work. I would, you know, just look at myself in the mirror and say, you are beautiful mm-hmm. at whatever size. I love you. You're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was running and it was hard and I didn't want to move another step, I would tell myself, you are awesome. You don't quit. You never give up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would change to I never give up.
Mm.
I never quit. I can do anything. And then as I started, I call them little finisher's medals because, you know, some of the journey goes along with races. And at the end of the race, they give you this big finisher's medal. And I realized that you can give yourself finisher's medals for everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to give yourself credit for each little thing you finish, whether it's getting all your grocery shopping done for the day or
mm-hmm.
your laundry
mm-hmm.
or just making sure your kids get their homework done or they're loved for that day, and you give yourself the credit and then let it start building up into this mountain of finishing medals in your own mind, then when that voice pops up, this is the advanced level, but everybody can do this. That little voice pops up that says, you can't do that. That's really hard. You're not cool enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You point to that mountain of finishes and say, yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Look at all of those things I did. You are full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about because look at how amazing mm-hmm. I am and look at all of the things that I've done. And it shuts up really mm-hmm. fast.
Absolutely. And really what I hear you saying, Betsy, is this, and I hope that people will not just take this conversation lightly. Because this is life-changing stuff. When you hear all of those negative self-talk, whatever it is, you've got to talk back to it. You've got to empower yourself. Much like the Bible says David had to encourage himself, you've got to talk back to yourself to get those things done. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about something that I thought was incredibly critical in the book, Betsy, and it was the thing that you found that you were addicted to. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life. Get your RVs wired. Get all of the channels that you've ever wanted at the best cost by phoning 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. If you're starting a new business, you've got an emerging business, the City of Alexandria can help you to boost your business. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Betsy Scow. The book is called Finished Being Fat. It is her very first book, but it's a book, Betsy, that really caused me to have a lot of revelation, and I believe that the people that will ultimately read it will have a lot of revelation, because this is not just a book about your losing 75 pounds. For me, what I took from the book is this was a book about finding out not what you were eating, but the things that were eating you. And one of the things that you talked about was what you were addicted to. And I want to talk about that. You talked about being addicted to starting.
Yes. Yeah, you know, addiction is not just something for substances and alcohol and drugs. It can be a feeling and a behavior. And I realized that we pass things on generationally, and my family was one that, along with bad eating habits of, you know, you get off school and let's go to Wendy's or whatever, just a lot of processed food, a lot of takeout. You know, we also had lots of grand plans, you know, like crafts that we would start and never finish, big house plans or whatever it was. And that kind of stuck with me. I didn't realize it until much later, but that was a pattern that we had as a family growing up, and it was something that I grew into later, that I would get really excited about losing weight or starting a new book, or whatever project, they might have all these big dreams of, this is how it's going to go, and I'm going to be famous, or make my music, anything. It would just, I would get so excited and so just pump myself up, And the reality of the project could never match the hype that I gave it. But the start had all those endorphins and those that shot of dopamine that made me happy mm-hmm. in a life of unhappiness for just a little while. And I was addicted to that feeling. And so I would just keep starting things. And then, of course, I'm sure all your listeners know that doesn't last very long. The high goes away very quickly as reality sets in, that the work is harder than you thought it would be, or it gets boring, or maybe the results aren't coming as quickly as you'd like. Mm-hmm. And so I would just quit. I would just give up and start something new so that I could get that high again. And it wasn't until I discovered the philosophy of finishing that I realized that the finish has a high too, mm-hmm. that it's even better than the start. And it's something that lasts because it never goes away because you have that proof that you mm-hmm. finished something.
Mm-hmm. And the quitting started very early on as you retraced and chronicled the finishing. You talked about going off to college. Do you think that that's where it started?
I honestly think it started even earlier, but that was the one that it really started to impact the rest of my life and my future. Obviously, when you're in high school, when you quit, choir or something, it's not a big deal. But it starts adding up, that feeling of failure. But it really started to impact my life in college. I was, as 13, I composed my first five-piece opus.
Mm-hmm. And tell people... Who are not musically inclined, what that means?
It's basically, it was a five movement piece, five different pieces of music on piano that lasted, if you played them all together, for probably a half an hour that had strings added into it mm-hmm. and just a full composed sheet of music. And I still couldn't even read music very well. It was just something that was in me, mm-hmm. but I could hear it in my head. And I knew, even though I couldn't read it, I had trouble writing it down. It was just something that was in my heart and in my head, and I knew how to get it from my head onto the keyboard. And so at 16, I actually left high school and came out from West Virginia to Utah to go to college. And in West Virginia, I was the only person I knew that could do that. I was something kind of special.
Right. You were a phenom. You were a phenom, really.
Yes. Out there, I mean, there were a lot of talented musicians, but it was something rather special to be able to do that. And then Utah is rather known for having lots of amazing and talented musicians here. Every child is taking violin lessons and taking piano lessons. It's just something that's done out here. It's really stressed. The arts are very important in Utah. And so by the time they hit college, they're all very talented. And something, I just kind of had a natural raw talent, not really refined through. Mm-hmm. And so when I got to the theory classes and when I got to in competition with everyone else in auditions and those kind of things, I didn't do so well. And I didn't take it very well. And I took that as just, you're not as good as everyone else, and you should probably quit. Mm. And that's what I did. I let the music die. Mm. And it haunted me. And it still haunts me. And the music is still there, under the surface, if I listen very carefully. And one of these days, now that I know that I can finish these things, there will be a season where I need to pick that up again.
Absolutely.
It's not quite here yet. Mm-hmm. But I know, because I'm a finisher, that as soon as I do, I'm not going to let it go again.
Absolutely.
And I need to be able to go after it. But there was definitely something that was one of the things that haunted me going up into this journey, is I let that go. I knew that that was a gift from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost it. I turned away from it, and that haunted me on a daily basis of you could have done something, you could have been more. Same thing with my writing, because I'd get 50 pages in, I'd hear that little voice in the back of my head saying, you're awful, no one wants to read this, it's going to be terrible, just give up now before people can tell you that you're not any good.
Wow.
And that was another gift that I have that I knew that I turned away from, and I wasn't going to do that anymore.
And you know what I got reading the book, Betsy, is we turn away from our gifts and our talents because we're afraid. We're afraid of the unknown. But then you start facing those fears and you say to yourself that enough is enough, and that thud, that quote unquote thud that you talk about, and you decide that you are going to lose weight, that you are going to get started, and this time you will finish. Can we talk about that moment?
Yes, and that's the great thing about that, is it doesn't have to be huge. It can be a quiet little muffle. A lot of people go into this waiting for that one moment, that defining so clear moment and change and huge life-altering circumstances, and it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as a decision of I'm done. I'm done. If you're a yo-yo dieter, I'm done doing this to my body. If you just want some self-esteem in your life, I'm done hating myself. I want to be loved. And, you know, for me, it was, I couldn't love myself. I felt broken. I felt like I was unlovable. And so I kept seeking everyone else to tell me and get that validation. I needed to be able to give myself that validation.
Do you know why, Betsy, you felt so unlovable? Because you talk a little bit about it in the book.
It was just that feeling from very early on that I was different, that I had trouble with depression. I was on antidepressant medication. I was bigger than the rest of my classmates. I was bigger than my sisters. I was the one, the odd man out. I had trouble. I was born with severely crossed eyes, and so one eye only works at a time, so I have no depth perception. It made driving very difficult, a lot of accidents, my parents' poor insurance. But it just every little piece of me felt broken, that something was different, wrong. I wished I could, I looked in the mirror and just saw someone so flawed that I thought, how could God possibly love me? I don't even love myself. I just felt like I was wrong from every angle. I couldn't do anything right. And that's a really hard way to live.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
There's no way to hide from that. Because wherever you go, there you are.
You know what? This book for me, Betsy, and for all of our listeners, is a book not just about weight loss. It is so much deeper than the surface. Man, this is a book that I hope that every single person after this conversation picks up. Hey, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more right after this. Stay on point.
Dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish for all your home, auto, life, and banking needs. Kyle Wolf and his team are in Bunkie. The number is 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we believe that this is a conversation that every single person, man, woman, and children, can benefit from. The book is called Finished Being Fat. Betsy Scow is the author, but it's about so much more than just losing weight. And so, Betsy, as we move forward in the book, and you talk about that moment when you decided that you, after all of the weight loss programs that you'd gone on, after everything that you tried, that this time would be different. What was that like?
In the book, I kind of equate it to Dickens' ghosts, but I was just haunted by all the ghosts of that past. Uh-huh. But I could see all the hundreds of different diets and weight loss, and I was really good at losing weight. I was just terrible at keeping it off because every single attempt was not a lifestyle change. They were all just a quick get it off so that I could look better for whatever event or whatever it was. And it was just literally one night, I lost about 30 pounds of the 75. And
The 75 that you ultimately lost.
That's right, of the 75 that I did end up ultimately losing and keeping off. But I lost 30 pounds, which I thought was pretty fabulous by that point. And everyone was telling me, you look great, and how wonderful for you. And as soon as they said that, in the back of my own head, I was saying, yeah, but for how long? You're going to get fat again. And I know you're going to get fat again, and these people probably know it too because they've seen it over the last 10 years. And it was late at night. All these things were parading through my head, and I had a little mental breakdown. It was too much for my soul to bear at that moment, knowing absolutely with a certainty this was not going to last, that I was going to gain 40 pounds back. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't take it anymore. And I knew that as soon as I started eating again, because I was basically starving myself at that point to lose that weight, that it was so unhealthy. I was just tired. My body was tired. I was cranky. I didn't have any of the nutrients that I needed. And I was just, what am I doing to myself? It was just that moment of, what is wrong mm-hmm. with my life that I feel the need to basically harm my body this much? And I was just sobbing, and you know, I didn't have any fuel in my soul and my body, and I was just crying, and I went to my husband, who was dead asleep at midnight, and just said basically all those things, and what am I going to do? I can't do this anymore. I'm done. What do I need to do? And he's like, well, what exactly is the problem? Why isn't this sustainable? In a very sleepy tone. I don't remember what it was exactly he said. But I said, well, because this little voice is telling me that I can't. It's telling me I'm going to get fat. And I know it's right because it's happened every other time before. Mm-hmm. And he was really tired. And he said, well, just tell your thinker to shut up and go back to sleep. And I was so mad at him mm-hmm. because I thought, how mean, you insensitive jerk. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? And so I just cried myself to sleep. And in the morning, I woke up and I yelled at him some more for being so insensitive. And he didn't even remember the conversation. But when I recounted it back to him, he's like, well, that's really good advice. Mm-hmm. Even for me, you need to just turn, that's what your problem is not, you know, yes, it's what you're eating, but it's the fact that you're giving up, you know, and just resigning mm-hmm. yourself to the fact that you're going to get fat again. Well, if you think you're going to get fat again, you are going to get fat
absolutely.
Again. If you think you're going to lose or fail, you're going to lose or fail. So you need to turn that off. So yeah, absolutely. Turn your thinker off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just such a simple, it didn't need to be a big, you know, fireworks moment. It was just such a simple, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. moment. But I said, okay. I'm going to try that. I've never tried that. I've tried starving myself. I've tried this diet, that diet, you know, cleanses and fasts. And I never tried just actually, you know, working out, eating mm-hmm. better, and changing my life and changing the dialogue in my own head so that I stopped listening to all the negative stuff. And that was the pivotal turning point that changed what started out. That's why the journey, the book is actually, the full title is Finished Being Fat, An Accidental Adventure in Losing Weight and Learning to Finish. Because it was an accident. I didn't start losing weight thinking, woo, I'm going to change my life and be happy for the first time in my entire life. Mm-hmm. It started out as just one of 100 weight loss attempts. And that was the pivotal turning point of, this is not another weight loss attempt. This is the last mm-hmm. weight loss attempt, and this is also the start of the rest of my life.
Wow. And it all started with owning your truth and deciding, making a decision, Betsy, that you were going to turn off those negative voices in your head, and that you would literally, in whatever language that worked for you, you would literally speak back to those voices.
Yes, there's a concept that I've always grown up with that a friend of mine in high school would always tell me, you know, perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought on that and dwelled on this more after my husband talked to me about that. And I decided to change it to change your perspective, change your reality. That people ask all the time now, well, how do you change that? And you just do. You decide, I'm going to change the way that I look at things and start looking at things different. Take off the fat goggles, take off whatever you're looking through, and change the way you look at your life, and really the rest of your life follows after it.
Mm.
You change your perspective,
mm-hmm.
and you change your reality.
Absolutely. And so, Betsy, what was it like for you in that moment when you realized that you and your husband are going to be on the Today Show?
Scary. The Wall Street Journal had the article and then asked us to do a little Skype web interview. And 30 minutes after that, I received a call from my publicist saying, hey, the Today Show called and they want to fly you out tomorrow. And it was just sheer and utter panic. And I was excited, a little nervous, especially because, you know, it's about the book, but it was also about dealing with mixed weight couples. And so my husband was a little bit on the spot. But also something I talked a little bit about in the book is my husband has social anxiety disorder and has a fear of people. So for him to be able to go and sit on a couch in front of a national audience and be told about stupid things he said was, I can't, he's such a rock star for doing that for me. And I'm so proud of him. And that's just more proof of we get in our own way so often that just get out of your own way and you really can do anything, diagnosis aside, just get up and do it. And it wasn't easy for him, and he sure didn't enjoy it. But
well, you guys both did a great job. Betsy, give your website before we got to let you go.
It's www.betsyscow.com, BETSYSCHOW.com.
And the book is called Finished Being Fat, An Accidental Adventure in Losing Weight and Learning How to Finish. Betsy, it is an incredible read. It was an easy read, and it was a revelatory read. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see what God's got next for you, Betsy. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this. When it looks like I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I'm alone even with people all around. But that don't change the happiness I found.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
right now. Get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, if you are having trouble sleeping or if you are having back problems, you gotta go buy American Wholesale Mattress. Because chances are, it's not your back at all, it's your mattress. Let me tell you, Kara and David and the entire team at American Wholesale Mattress do an incredible job on educating you on which mattress and even the right pillow. Remember, you guys, I was telling you, a while ago that I was having such trouble sleeping and I realized it was the pillow and the mattress. Went to American Wholesale Mattress, it has changed my life. They've been there for 2 decades. They're a locally owned business, and they are there to serve you. It doesn't matter what part of the state you're listening for, American Wholesale Mattress, whether you're in Bunky, Marksville, Opelousas, all of those areas, come into American Wholesale Mattress, and not only are you going to get the best price, you're going to get the best information. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, a Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Listen, it doesn't matter what your needs are. They work it out. They work it out for your best interest. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. And Davis One Stop. You're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, an incredible team down in Bunky and Opelousas. Now, if you're just joining the show, I gotta tell you, you know, we get these books and we get people from all across the country. But when I stopped and I read this book, it was so on point with what we had been talking about on the show. And if you remember, if you listen to the OPT in the mornings, I talked about living life without regret. And then I talked about finishing, just finishing in my own life. And then we talked about, and these are all, you know, on separate occasions, and then we talked about quitting. Well, then this book came across our desk from one of the many publicists that we deal with throughout the country, Betsy Scow's book, Finish Being Fat, An Accidental Adventure in Losing Weight and Learning How to Finish. And I thought, and we thought as a team, what an incredible story to talk about. One ordinary girl, woman, who was beaten down in life by her own mind, comes out of the ashes to lose 75 pounds and to be the change that she wanted to see in her own life. And as I was reading the book and I read about the gift of composing and music that she had in her head, it took me back to our conversation with Dr. Maya Angelou, where as a 7 or 8 year old girl, she talked about being raped. And she didn't say she was molested. She said, I was raped, and how the enemy systematically closed her mouth. Literally, she became mute. No words uttered or left her mouth for years. But she had these things in her mind, these things that would someday be great, these things that would destine her for greatness. But guess what the enemy knows? The enemy knows when you and I are destined for greatness. And his job is to do what? It's to do three things. It's to kill, it's to steal, and it's to destroy. And he doesn't care which one it is. That's his goal. And know this, he never takes a day off. He never calls in sick. He's never late. He is always on his job. And when I read that, my heart started breaking and I became more immersed in the book, not just for the simple fact that she had made a decision, she lost the weight, and she understood that her problem was not what she was eating, as the newism goes, but what was eating her. And then she went even deeper and realized that she got these incredible endorphins, these incredible highs of starting something new. Every time the possibility of something new popped up, it gave new life, but it was short-lived. And so this morning, that's why we wanted to have this conversation, because we're only a few days into the second month of the year. And many people have started many things. But that voice in your head that is not the voice of God, is telling you, you've never finished before, you'll never finish again. And when you take charge, and however you need to do it, no matter how silly it sounds, you remember on Monday mornings I say to you, every single morning, that you can have what you say, so you might as well say what you want to have. Well, that holds true every day. And so you have got to, I have got to start speaking back to those voices that say that I can't. And this morning in our meditation time, this is what we got. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Y'all, it is an incredible It's an incredible conversation, and if you just hold on, it gets better. Stay on point. We're back after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. You know what? The morning just flies by. It goes by simply too fast. This morning, as we're wrapping up the show, we want to just encourage you that no matter what happens, no matter how many times you've quit, we hope that this will be the morning that you will make a decision to make that change, no matter what it is, no matter how many times you've started and didn't finish. You know what? Start with those little things. Start with those little things on your to-do list and just finish one. And once you finish one, you'll have such a sense of accomplishment. And you know, we were talking about being good stewards on yesterday, at the end of yesterday's show, and being a good steward over those little things will help us to all be good stewards over those big things. And it's not until we do those little things first and we show good stewardship over those little things that God will make us ruler and masterful over those big things. And so this morning we hope that Betsy's story has encouraged you as it did us. You know what? Understanding what is eating you, and when you really, really begin to understand what's eating you, then and only then will you make the change. Because it's not what you're eating necessarily, but most importantly, owning your truth about the things that have eaten you, even since childhood, even since those early years. Owning those truths, dealing with them head on, and moving on to greatness, to those things that God has innately put in us to be and to do, and understanding that, you know what, with God all things are possible. We thank you, as always, for spending the most incredible part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. This is why we do it. This is why we find the most incredible people. But God loves you even more than that. So begin to love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day. been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9